Gospel of John chapter 5, you have your Bible with you. You want to follow along as I read tonight. I'm just going to read a couple of verses tonight. If you'll leave your Bible open to that John chapter 5, there are some other verses that I want to look back at in the chapter and some beyond where I'm going to read tonight. So we look backward and forward in these in this chapter from these two verses that I want to read. But I'll lift them out tonight and emphasize them. And you probably can quote this verse 39 and possibly 40 as well. It is familiar text tonight. But let's look at it and try to preach what the Lord has placed on my heart tonight. My honor to be here. And of course, a short week for me as far as coming here. Not been a short week. It's been a long week. But it's been a short week as far as being here. But I appreciate your prayers. And of course, down through the years, you have proven over and over and over again your love and your appreciation for the Lord and for us and the ministry and the Word. And I appreciate it. And I thank you for that. I appreciate all the kind words and the prayers that you have prayed for us and encouragement even last night. And I thank you for it so much. And it's greatly appreciated. We do not take it lightly. And, of course, you're in our prayers and our thoughts throughout the year. We just don't get to come here, but or don't come here. I don't know if we don't get to. It's the way our schedules is. And Brother Toby, we just come at this time, the way we've set it up. Of course, we do get to see some of you at different places and so we look forward to that from time to time. But it's a blessing to be here in these days, and I pray the Lord to continue to bless you here in your labor, and thank the Lord for this time together. John chapter 5, it's verse 39 and verse 40, the two that I want to read tonight, then try to preach from that. And again, would you pray for me? I would appreciate it greatly.
Yes.
I ask for it humbly tonight, and I need it much. I do, and I thank the Lord. Appreciate Brother Bart being able to drive over, or ride over, or drive me over tonight. Thank you, and appreciate that.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for him and the blessings that he's been to us down through the years. And glad that he's able to be here, be a part. I know he's able to be a part of the meeting on Wednesday night. And I appreciate him being able to be here tonight with us.
Amen.
And be able to drive us over. What a blessing that is. And I appreciate his sacrifice and enjoyed his fellowship. Always do appreciate him and his family as well. John chapter 5, verse 39. Here's what Jesus said. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. Father, thank you for the reading of the Scriptures. Thank you for preserving your Word unto this generation. Thank you for the portion you directed our heart to. Now, Lord, I pray you'd help us to preach. Empower us, enable us. And Lord, literally preach through us tonight. May I be that voice and vessel you can feel and cry through tonight. May the Word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power of the demonstration of the Spirit of God. May sinners be awakened. May sinners be convicted. May sinners be brought to a place of repentance and faith. May saints be encouraged, strengthened, revived, reproved, Lord, whatever the need is in our lives tonight. May the Word of God have right of way and free course and find a lodging place in our lives. May the seed of the Word of God fall on good ground and bring forth fruit unto perfection. And, oh Lord, above everything tonight, may your name be glorified and magnified among us. Lord, if you do not help us, Lord, our efforts are in vain tonight. But have mercy and help us and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Above everything that's accomplished, may your name be magnified and glorified tonight through this service and through this message. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for what you do, for we ask everything in Jesus' lovely name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Thank you for standing tonight.
Amen.
Jesus, of course, is talking here to the Jews. And it seems as though he is trying to convince them that he is the Messiah, that he is the Christ, that he is the Son of God, that he is the one that they have been looking for.
Amen.
We know that John tells us that Jesus, though he made the world and was in the world knew him not. And he came to his own, and his own received him not.
Amen.
So that is the case here. The Bible tells us, of course, this John chapter 5 starts out with a miracle that Jesus performs on the man at the pool of Bethesda who had an infirmity for 38 years, and the Lord told him to take up his bed and walk, and nothing wrong with that, as far as the Jews were concerned, but he told him to do it on Sabbath day, and he should not have done that. That was just too much for them. And it was actually so much for them that they sought to kill him, according to the verses in chapter 5. I mean, they looking to destroy Jesus because he had, my friend, violated the Sabbath day, and that's what they taught, amen, as the Sabbath day, and of course made himself equal with God. They just couldn't stand that. So, my friend, they're having this conversation, and Jesus is talking to them and reminding them of who he is, amen. And so we look now. And he says to them, search the Scriptures. I mean, they memorized the Scriptures. They read the Scriptures.
Right.
They even taught the Scripture. But he said, search the Scriptures.
Amen.
Search the Scriptures. Do a diligent search. See what it's saying. Who it's talking about. Amen.
Amen.
There's more to the Word of God than just sticking it under your arm or memorizing it. Amen.
Amen.
Know what it says. Let it be alive in you. Amen. And so search the Scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. I want to talk about that if I can for just a moment. He was trying to relate to them, my friend, those things that testified who he was. That is, those things that bear record of who he was.
Amen.
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 That is, salvation in a nutshell is finding out who he is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I mean, by direct revelation in your heart, who Christ is.
Amen.
Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
Right.
Oh my,
amen.
Thank God. And they say this and they say that. He said, but who do you say I am? And that tonight is the question for everybody in this congregation.
Amen.
Who do you say he is tonight?
Amen.
Not who mama said he was, or daddy said he was, or the preacher said he was, or the Sunday school. Who do you say he is tonight?
Amen.
Are you convinced in your life and in your heart tonight, and here are individuals that wanted to kill him, had it wanted to destroy him, that thought he was the devil? Am I praying? Oh my. How many said there's some things that testify. There's some things that bear record of who I am. And that's what I want to look at in this text tonight. God would help me for just a moment. Then can I say to you tonight, if these things testify of Christ, how to the Jews, to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, how the elders, the scribes, if they testify to them who he is, don't you think they say the same thing to you and I tonight?
Yes,
amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Oh, hear me, friend. How would you receive testimony? Or you want somebody to testify? You're looking for them, how my friend, to say something or give, how my friend, evidence of that they're trying to prove. They want to bear record. And me, Jesus said, I'm telling you, there's some things that bear record, that give evidence that I fear of who I am.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, it does tonight. Thank God.
Yes,
I know it does, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. And well, let me say, first of all, tonight, he told them in verse number 31, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Amen.
Amen.
In other words, my God, that we normally do not receive a testimony of a self-testimony. Amen.
Right.
Are y'all hearing me, friend? Thank God for most folks. Have I been under self-love, self-preservation? I will say whatever, thank God, and not bear record of the truth.
Amen.
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 Are y'all listening to me?
Yes,
oh, thank the Lord tonight. Oh, my. I mean, these... can I just say this briefly tonight? These debacles that we have that go on, thank God, in Congress tonight, when they call folks in
Well, you can mark her down. They're not done. They're not speaking the truth tonight. They're more interested in self-preservation.
Amen.
In self-love than they are bearing record or giving testimony to the truth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Amen.
So Jesus said, I know you're not going to receive my testimony. I'm not saying that it's my testimony. I feel this bearing record. Amen. Though he said in John 8:14, thank God, he said, if I do bear record of myself, my record's true.
Amen.
Thank God, if y'all would receive the testimony of myself, he said, it is true. Amen.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening to me? Thank God. But he said, I know that. But he said, I'll say this to thank God, first of all. Thank God, he said, there is another that beareth witness of me. That's verse 32. And I know that witness which he witnesses of me is true. And here he said, thank God that you sent unto John and he bare witness unto the truth. So he said, first of all, I have one that testifies of me, or bears record of me, who I am. And he said, it's John.
Right.
John the Baptist. It's the witness of John that testifies that I am the Messiah, that I am the Christ, that I am the Son of God.
Amen.
He said that witness is true. Thank God. Amen. And he said that you bore witness unto who John is. Amen. He said, now I don't receive testimony of man. Thank God. Amen. But he said, I say these things that you might be saved. It's not because I need John's witness. Thank God. Oh my. But he said, you need John's witness.
Yep.
Thank God. I say it so you can be saved. Or if you believe the testimony of John, thank God, then you can know who I am. And if you know who I am, then you can have life.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You see, a lot of folks, well, they trust Him for life, and it's a doctrine that they have. It's, my friend, it's something, my friend, that they do or don't do to make them have life, but life is only in Christ.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
And to have life in Christ, you've got to have that testimony. Amen.
Yes.
I know that witness that he said, now listen to me about John. He said, here's that witness. He said, he was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season how to rejoice in his life. Amen. Or
amen.
In his light. Amen.
Amen.
He was a light. He wouldn't be light. But he was a light.
Amen.
According to John chapter 1. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God he was sent for a light. And he was a shining light. And he was a burning light. Anybody hearing me?
Yes.
He was a light, and I fell into the dark world. Oh, 400 years of silence. 400 years of darkness.
Yes.
Malachi set up the book. Thank God, and it's not opened again. Thank God, and there's no word from the Lord until that fellow, thank God, comes out of the wilderness of Judah. And God crying with fear, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The voice of one, a crying in the wilderness. Amen. And what was he? He was a shining light. Amen. He brought, and God, light into the dark world. Amen. He brought again on the message of God. Amen. And he was a light. Amen. And God, a light. How to show the nation of Israel how to prepare the way for the Messiah.
Amen.
Yes, how to get ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That's what he was there for. I'm the light. A light, not be light, but a light.
Amen.
I'm a light to be light. I'm a witness or a testifier how to him that is to come.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. And he said he was a shining light, but he was a burning light. Amen.
Right.
Oh, thank God. Thank God he was a real light. Amen. He was a fire. Amen. Thank God. I was zealous. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Thank God. What he said, because he was a burning light, and God caused you or forced you to make a decision or how to receive what he said or reject it. Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening to
me?
Hey God, he preached with such fervency and such fire. Amen. Hey God, that you have to take sides.
Oh, my.
Amen. And that's the way our message ought to be tonight.
Thank God. Amen.
It ought to be a message, say, man, hey, God, that makes folks take sides.
Amen.
We are against God tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God, help us.
And he said he was a burning and a shining light, and you were with him for a season. That's a rejoice in his light. Hey, God, hallelujah. As long as he spoke joyous words. As long as he spoke comforting words. Hey, God, oh, wow. As long as he didn't get to where you were at, and you were willing to rejoice in that life for a season. But when he said to you to repent, amen, and when he called you a generation of vipers, and when he asked you who's warned you to flee the wrath to come, when he said to you, bring forth fruit, meet for repentance, and say not to yourself, Abraham is our father, for God is able to be stone. I raised up children unto Abraham. He said you decided you didn't want to rejoice in that light anymore.
Amen.
How many of us, down through the years, oh God, hey God, I can't believe it's been 45 years I've been preaching, and how many times have I seen of those that rejoice for a season in the light? Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, hey God, and I found out them that jump the highest and scream the loudest are the ones that cool off the fastest.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Oh God, help us. And how many, hey God, how my friend just, oh my friend, rejoice for a season. But I'm telling you, when the rubber began to meet the road, hey God, when the word began to be expounded, hey God, when you realize, oh, that this is more, my friend, than just an avenue to express yourself, but you realize it is a matter of life, amen. And that was their lifestyle that God demanded out of us. And that was a journey for us to travel. And that was a race for us to run. That was a course for us to complete. Are y'all hearing me tonight? And folks said, I don't know about that now, little man. Are you hearing me? Hey, God, he said you were willing to rejoice for a season. Oh, my God, but I'm telling you, he was a witness for me. He testified of me. If you receive his testimony, you'll know I'm the Son of God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my.
Amen.
And then secondly, may I preach just a moment tonight? Not only did he say that I have the witness of John the Baptist, and by the way, no man born of a woman was greater than John the Baptist.
Amen.
What Jesus said about him.
Amen.
And he came in the spirit, the power of Elias.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He wasn't Elijah reincarnated, but thank God he had the same spirit that Elijah
Amen.
Had.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God, unashamed to say what God wanted said.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Regardless of what it cost him. Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
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 Thank God. Oh my. And so, he said, I have the witness of John that testifies of me, bears record of me, and it gives evidence of who I am. Just look at John's testimony.
Amen.
Is that not enough?
Amen. Amen.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. John's record, hallelujah.
That's right.
John's record, hallelujah. John standing under at Beth Harbor, baptizing in the river of Jordan. Hey, God. And said, I'm being baptizing. Hey, God, with water under repentance, but there's one coming after me who's mightier than I, whose shoe latches. I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose him. When he gets here, he'll baptize you with Holy Ghost and with fire. His hands in his hand, he'll burn it. A purge his flow and gather the wheat in the garner. But the chaff he'll burn up out of the unquenchable fire. The axe is laid out of the root of the tree. Anybody's hearing me? Hey, God, oh, listen to it. Hey, God, he's talking about him. Hey, God, and he should preach that day in and day out. One day he looked up and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away of the sin of the world.
Amen.
Woo! I've been preaching about him for 6 months, and I'm telling all of y'all, look up yonder, he is.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to tell y'all, thank
but he must increase.
Yes.
Hey, God. Oh, are you hearing me tonight? I'm just a friend of the bridegroom. Get to stand beside him and hear his voice.
Amen.
Are you listening to the preacher?
Amen. Amen.
John the Baptist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he gave testimony. Behold the Lamb of God.
Would you mind if I don't know if this is regressing, if this is parentheses, I don't know what you call it.
Praise
Amen. Hallelujah. But can I say to you, I said it, and I've told you here before, but can I remind you, you know, when I first started preaching, there was a little church. It was actually a United Methodist church. But it was a United Methodist church that somehow the conference did not have their property. They did not have the deed to their building or to their property. But yet it was United Methodist Church. And the crowd had got so small that the only time the conference would send them out a preacher was once a month on Sunday evening, about 2 o'clock. Because, you know, there's a small crowd and they sure wasn't giving enough money.
Right.
And so that's what that was based on.
Sure.
Anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And so finally the conference said, well, since we don't own the property in the building, and we don't have, in other words, we can't take it and sell it or get some means out of it, we're going to even quit sending you a preacher once a month. And so there's two lay preachers in the church, two elderly men in the church. And one of them took the first and third, and one of them took the second and fourth. And they'd preach or get somebody to preach. And I just started preaching, just a teenage boy. And one of them preachers asked me to come on third Sunday to preach. And I'd go third Sunday and preach on Sunday morning of that church. And that crowd began to pick up. I mean, we'd have a little lively crowd and had some pretty good meetings. Oh, we had some real good meetings there. I'm telling you, God met with us. Hallelujah. And one of the old preachers happened to have the same last name I did, but we were no relation at all. And Brother James Pace, I've heard him preach several times, and I heard him testify several times. I don't think I ever heard him preach one time, or ever heard him testify one time, that somewhere or another, wherever he started preaching, he'd get on John the Baptist, and he'd say, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And when he did, he couldn't help it, he'd shout.
Amen.
I thought about him on
that.
Amen. He lived to be in his 90s, and he was in the hospital there in Scottsboro, Jackson County. Well, at that time it was a Jackson County hospital. And I went by to see if I could just encourage him and talk to him, because he was on his deathbed. And I went by, and I didn't do no encouraging. He done all of it. Never did have much of a handshake, no grip. It's just real, real like a dish rag. Almost when you take hold of him, he held that hand up and I shook it. We began to talk, amen, and we prayed. And when we got through praying, he got to testifying, he got to preaching, laying there in his bed. And you don't know what he said. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And he hasn't shouted a while. And all the nurses came in and see what's going on. But I know, thank God, they understood when they kind of got there what's going on. He wasn't having a problem. Thank God, he is happy. And are y'all here to be here? I'm trying to tell you tonight, thank God, John gave a testimony of who Jesus Christ was. Behold, he said, the Lamb of God is thunder. Well, bless his name. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. There's that Lamb that Abraham said to Isaac, God will provide himself a lamb. John said, look the yonder. You and I are getting to stand here and witness, thank God, how that the Lamb of God and the Son of God is coming in there, man. Stop what you're doing. Lay down everything and take a look yonder. There's the Lamb of God. That's God's Son incarnate. That's God in the flesh. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't miss. Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh my. Oh my.
Amen.
Oh my. Hallelujah. Isn't it sad? How many times we go to a meeting and go head home, and the conversation in the vehicle is, did you see Sister So-and-so? Did you see Brother So-and-so? Did you see the preacher? Did you see the singers?
Yeah, man.
Hallelujah. Did you see those teenagers? Oh my. Oh my. And how often we fail to get a glimpse of the Lamb. Woo! I can't tonight. I realize I can't do it tonight. But if I could, I'd like to point you tonight. I'd like to get you to focus tonight and realize who I'm preaching about tonight. Who this Bible's talking about tonight. Who we've been trying to worship here tonight. I get you to look at, behold, the Lamb of God. Here we are sitting on the other side of Calvary. Here we are sitting on the other side. Thank God of God's greatest gift to mankind. And that is the gift of His Son. And that Son gave His life and shed His blood and became our sacrifice. Thank God, our substitute, our Passover. He's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I realize that my style of preaching may be just about out. Thank God, but I'm going to preach it one more time. Hallelujah. And tell you, thank God. I mean, oh, lay aside, what's He doing? Thank God, put down your iPhones and your cell phones. Thank God. Hallelujah, as a nail pressure tonight. Thank God, put down your pen and pick up for a while. Thank God. Hallelujah. And look at the Lamb of God. Look here. Takes away the sin of the world. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh my.
That's good preaching.
Amen.
Preach up. John said, would you baptize me? For I have need to be baptized of thee. He said, but you need to baptize me, John, so we can fulfill all righteousness. Anybody hear me? Again, I remind you, John the Baptist is not baptizing the Lord Jesus to make Him the Son of God. He's baptizing because He is the Son of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And water baptism doesn't make you a child or the son of God or the daughter of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're only baptized because you are already.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It is an outward expression of an inward possession.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It is a like figure.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. It is a witness to the world. Hey, God, on the outside of what's the place? On the inside, you have died with Christ. Hey, God, hallelujah. I've been buried with Him, and now I've been raised. I'm on the same Spirit. I've been raised Him from the dead. I'm a walking unit of life. Anybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Woo! Thank God you don't bury folks. How to kill them, you bury them because you're dead. Anybody hear me? And we have water baptism not to kill folks. How much because you're already dead.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Anybody hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody listen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, yeah, preacher. In Church of Christ in Camelites, yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. And them Baptist briars too. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Because they don't baptize you. Amen. Thank God you ain't in their crowd no more.
Amen.
You ain't going to be in that number. Amen. You may be a guest, but you won't be a part of the bride. Hallelujah. Thank God my Lord going down and going to church. Anybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Good thing I just got two nights. Anybody hear me tonight?
Yes.
Anybody listening to me tonight? It's a doorway somebody's heading to the church. I'm telling you, thank God. Hallelujah. It's the Spirit of God. How it births us into the body of Christ.
Right.
Anybody hearing me tonight? Not some preacher's baptism tonight. Are you all hearing me tonight? God help her.
Amen.
Bless you.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen.
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. John baptized him. And the voice was heard from heaven, and the Holy Ghost is sitting on his shoulder in the form of a dove. And John said, "He that sent me to baptize said, when the Holy Ghost lights on him in the form of a dove, that's him." He said, "Hey, everybody, that's him. I'm testifying that is
him."
Yes,
that's him.
Oh, yes.
So he has the testimony of the, which is the witness of John the Baptist. I started my second point a while ago, a long time ago, didn't I?
All right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Preach on.
My preaching is like my getting ready to go preach. Amen. I look at that clock and say, "Man, I still got 30 minutes. Amen. And so I'm doing this and that and the other. And then all of a sudden, I realize I ain't got but 5. And there's a whole lot yet to be done to get ready. And then I'm running late. And that's the way it is when I'm preaching. I think, man, I ain't thought I'm about done. I mean, my points are about complete and about over with. And I still got 30 minutes. And all of a sudden, I look around and I've done preached an hour. Hallelujah.
That's what we're doing.
Anybody listen?
That's what we want you to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Is anybody here in the preacher?
Amen.
I know what it is, preacher. I've been right there. I was in State, North Carolina many years ago preaching. Thank God, in a Bible conference. I really didn't know. I mean, it just asked me to happen. They didn't invite me. I wasn't invited. A speaker was just attending the conference and asked me in the morning service. Thank God, would I preach? And I preached that morning probably 30 minutes, just to give what was on my heart for the whole preacher. That morning I preached a couple hours when he preached or more. Came around and said that was a good Sunday school lesson. Hallelujah. Oh my. Thank God. I don't know if I'm even giving a good Sunday school lesson, but I'm telling you, thank God, Jesus said I have a testimony. I have somebody that bears record. And that is John the Baptist. And if you see that bright and that burning and shining light, and you receive nothing of that witness of the truth, you'd understand. And no, you wouldn't be here talking like him. I'm seeking my life. You'd understand. Thank God, he testified of me. He bore witness of me. It is, thank God, a true testimony that John the Baptist. It is a true witness that John the Baptist has given.
Amen.
In verse 36, he not only said, "I have the witness of John the Baptist," but in verse 36, he said, "But I have a greater witness than John." Amen. Hallelujah. And then in verse number 37, he said, "For the Father which has sent me hath borne witness of me."
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Then he made a statement to him. He said, "You've neither heard his voice or seen his shape at any time."
Right.
And he told was that Philip in John 14? "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." He said, "Show us the Father." He said, "And it's the Father to us." He said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And he's telling this crowd, "You have not heard his voice, nor seen his shape at any time." And they're looking at him and listening to him. Hallelujah. But they hadn't seen or heard him.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. Oh my. Thank God. They had seen him with a natural eye and they had heard him with a natural ear, but to that one of the soul of the inward man, they had neither seen him nor heard him.
Amen.
A lot of folks are there tonight.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Oh, God help us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he said, "I have one that hath borne witness of me, and it's the Father himself."
Amen.
Not only does John the Baptist testify of me, I bear record of me, but my Father witnesses himself of me.
Amen.
When John baptized him, the Father said with that voice from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
Right. Well,
well, pleased. Pleased with what? Pleased with how he lived. Pleased with his birth. Pleased with his life. Up till now, we've not seen him. Thank God, except when he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger.
Yep.
We hadn't seen him except when he come out of Egypt 2 years old, brought by his father. We hadn't seen him. Thank God, how about that 8th day when he was took to the temple? We hadn't seen him. How about at age 12 when he's in the temple? Thank God, asking and answering questions of the doctors and lawyers of the law. And so for the last 18 years we hadn't seen him. How about God said, "Y'all haven't been looking at him. He's been hid away up yonder in Nashville." Hallelujah. He's been up yonder in the carpenter shop.
Yeah.
But he said, "I've been watching him." Hallelujah. "I've been looking at him." Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he said, "I'm well well pleased. Thank God. That's my son, in whom I'm well pleased in those 18 years. Thank God, he's not done anything wrong. He's been right with me. Hallelujah. He's never left my side. Are y'all listening to me tonight? He was in all points tempted, not without sin. He was wholly harmless and separate from sinners. Amen. Thank God. There was no guile. I fall in him and the Lord. Thank God. Himself, the Father himself. I said, that's my son in whom I'm well pleased.
Amen. Amen.
He said the same thing again on the Mountain of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John. You preached on it, didn't you?
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, you
can. Hallelujah. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hear ye him. And so Jesus is saying, I have a testimony. I have somebody that testifies and bears record. I give evidence of who I am, John the Baptist, that burning and shining light. Hallelujah. And now the Father himself bears witness.
Amen.
Amen. Thirdly, he said, not only does the Father bear witness himself of me along with John the Baptist, but he said, verse 36, I have a greater witness than that of John, for the work which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Verse 17, all the way back to John chapter 5, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's a working and I'm working. He's a working in me. And working in me, and I'm working it out.
Amen.
To you publicly. Anybody hear me?
Amen.
What testifies that I am the Son of God? The works that the Father has given me to finish.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. This preaching and teaching that I'm doing, this fact that I am, thank God, I have such miraculous power. Amen. Thank God to heal. Thank God to I do things that, my friend, such as I had, my friend, are make 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Amen. Thank God. I am enough to fill a multitude of 5,000 at least, besides women and children. I take up more of the stuff I left over. Thank God that what we have to start with, our power over nature, can say to the winds and the waves, peace be still, and they'll lay down. I can say to death, turn them loose, and they walk out of the cemetery. Anybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
The very words that the Father hath given me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Bless His name. Oh my. Started to say it, but I'll probably say it wrong. Someone said it this way. 5 loaves and 2 fishes, amen. That day, thank God, He gave them fish to eat that never been in the water. Hallelujah. Thank God, He gave them bread to eat that the grain had never grown. Thank God, and they never beat it out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And baked it in the heaven. Well, hallelujah.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, that's Him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Woo!
Yes.
Hallelujah. Y'all hear me? Oh, bless His name.
Yes.
Thank God. Hallelujah. If He can do that, He can save old sinners.
Yes.
If He can do that, He can keep us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If He can do that, He can provide for us. Hallelujah. Well,
yes.
Bless His
yes.
name tonight.
Yes.
Somebody don't pray, I'm going to get that hour. Somebody
help
us, Lord. The works of the Father, the works of the Father that He has given me to finish, and He did finish work. It is very seldom that a man, thank God, can come to the end of his life and say, I have completed every work, every task that has been given to me. Usually there's something left undone. But when Jesus got down to the end, hallelujah, there wasn't nothing left to do. Thank God, He had completed everything. Oh, are y'all hearing me? And He cried, it is finished, thank God. To do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work, and He finished it, He completed it. Well, hallelujah, thank God. He didn't leave with an unfinished task. He completed all the work, thank God. Oh, I bless His name. Thank God. He completed the work that's living the life and that we cannot live of being our example. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Thank God. And you, somebody said, I get saved with a case. I don't know if I'm living or not. I've changed. Case. I'm telling you, you can't live it. Thank God. And God don't expect you to live it. But if you'll let Him live it through you, hallelujah. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the word I now
completed our redemption's work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Bless his name.
Lord, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. Oh my. And he completed that work. He's carrying on the work of the priesthood tonight.
Amen.
Interceding in heaven for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And he that's begun a good work in us, we'll perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. And he's coming back after us.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me? Thank God. Amen. For the redemption of the purchased possession.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody ready to go to the house?
No, sir. Preach. You do it away. Preach up.
Redemption of the purchased possession. Thank God he's going to complete that. Are y'all hearing me? Oh, bless his name.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And it looks like to me, in my little, well, it looks like to me, when it's all said and done and all the dust is cleared on all the battlefields, and thank God, hallelujah. Oh, it's all said and done. Hallelujah. He's going to say here, Father. Hallelujah. I give it all back to you. And I'm going to take my place with my bride. I believe that's what's going to take place.
Amen. Amen.
I do believe that's what's going to take place. He's going to hand it all back to the bonds. Here it is. Everything's subdued now. Everything, thank God, has been born under my feet. There's nothing left. Hallelujah. So here it is.
Woo!
Here it is.
Woo!
Here it is.
Amen.
Woo! Woo!
Yes.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
I'm going to take my place with the bride. Hallelujah. I'm going to cease the days of eternity roll. Thank God, me and the bride. Hallelujah. Thank God, we're going to fellowship. That's us. Thank God. Hallelujah. And the ages to come, you're so forth and exceeding riches of His grace toward us. I'm telling you, the best is yet to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I have the witness of John the Baptist to testify. I have the witness of the Father to testify. I have the works of the Father that He has given me to finish that testify.
Yes.
Amen. And I have the Word of God. The words of God. The Word of God. Search the Scriptures.
Amen.
For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me.
Amen.
And they do, but you won't come to me that you might have life.
Amen.
Anybody here in the night?
Amen.
The words of God, the word of the Lord. Amen. Is anybody hearing me tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Why could they not search the Scripture? Why could they not understand? He testified because he said in verse 38, "You have not his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent, him you believe not." The word's got to get in you. We're begotten again, not of corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the word of God. Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we might be the first fruits, kind of first fruits of his creature. I'm telling you, it's got to get in you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The seed of the word of God has to be sown in the heart.
Yes.
For faith can be produced, and when faith is then acted upon. Hallelujah. Oh, the written word brings forth the living word, which is Christ in you, which is the hope of glory.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
It's the best I know how to put it.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
I think I'll shout all the way back on that.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's the word of God. There it is. But is it abiding in you? For whom he has sent, him you believe not. Amen. Last and I'm through tonight. Not only, he said, does the witness of John testify, the witness of the Father testify, the works of the Father testify, the words of God testify, and search those Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they which testify to me. Not the Gospels. Not the New Testament. The Old Testament is what he's talking about. Search the Scriptures.
Right. Amen.
Then lastly, and it's almost almost identical, but just a little difference. Lastly, he says, you have the writings of Moses that testify of me. Amen?
Amen.
Notice what they did not have. They did not have His Word abiding in them. They did not have the love of God. Verse 42, I know you have not the love of God in you, because the love of God has to be birthed in you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And he said, I've come in my Father's name, but you would receive me not. If another come in his own name, you'll receive him. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? That'd be a good thing to preach in independent Baptist churches.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all sure have got quiet right here. Am I that far off?
No.
Right on.
Amen. Hallelujah. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Buddy, that's where we are today.
Amen.
Oh, I want the honor one from another. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's true. But there is an honor that comes from God only. Amen.
Amen.
And to get that honor from God only, sometimes you don't do things that are just dishonorable. Sometimes you do not always seek the honor of the brethren or what they want.
That's right.
Or one of another.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You see, there are places tonight, and most places like this. I mean, you know, if you don't hit their same three or four points that they preach on every time they preach, if you don't come in and preach on those same three or four points, or if you don't shout while they preach them, then they have no use for you. But if you holler amen while they preach or preach that, then you get honor from them. But if you just preach the Bible like it is and just wear it back and let it go, and sometimes never mention one time those three or four little points that they're hung up on, hey, God, then, well, they don't honor you. We don't need you back. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Ain't that much of a preacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. She can honor one of another instead of God's honor tonight. And we shock one another's honor so much. Hey, come so long till the Holy Ghost has left us, till the glory of God is departed. If we'll ever get back to seeking the honor of God, we can again see the glory of God fill the house. Hallelujah. Not give 2 cents with a brother or a sister in faith, but more what God thinks tonight. And live for Him, love Him, hallelujah. And worship Him, hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Amen.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Amen.
God help us.
You have the writings of Moses. Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you.
Amen.
Even Moses.
Amen.
In whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. For he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings,
amen.
How shall you believe my words?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you'll take them first 5 books, hallelujah.
Yeah, come on.
Genesis through Deuteronomy, that's Moses' writings. They'll testify of me.
Amen.
Verse 39, search the scriptures, not only Moses' writings, but the writings of the prophets testified of it. The law of the prophets, that's the Jewish Bible.
Yes, sir, brother.
But he said, Moses, his writings testify of me.
Amen.
Genesis 3:15, first time. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, yes, sir. The seed of the woman. Sends a misnomer, misterm, seed of the woman. It's supposed to be the seed of the man, is it? But it's the seed of the woman.
Right.
Bruise the head of the serpent.
Right. Amen.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
And then over and over again, Moses saying, thank God, his writings testify that I am the Son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And he left nothing prophesied by Moses. Hallelujah.
Right.
Moses, amen. Even wrote about Balaam prophesying, that hiring prophet and false prophet. But Moses pinned it down, and what he had to say about him was true.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are y'all listening to me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Oh, the branch will come. Oh, thank God. And he did. I'm telling you, all the writing of Moses testified that Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
And he said, you trust in them. But he said, they're going to accuse you. And he said, hey God, these writings, amen, if you really believe them like you say you do, then you'd believe me because they tell about me. They testify of me. They're evidence of me. They bear record of me.
Amen. Amen.
And he said, instead of vouching for you that day, he said, they're going to accuse you before the Father.
That's right. Amen.
And you may think this week that all this preaching that's been done by these preachers, and you have shed it off like water going off of a duck's back, and walk away tonight and say, well, didn't thank me. Didn't bother me. Didn't help or hurt me. But you'll be sadly mistaken.
Amen.
For if it doesn't justify you, it'll condemn you.
Amen. Amen.
If it doesn't clear you, it'll accuse you.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to tell you, when this book accuses you, when this book testifies against you, ain't nothing else to be said. Because that's God's word. And heaven and earth may pass away, but my word will not pass away.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh my. So I wonder tonight, have you received the testimony that Jesus is the Son of God tonight? And it either testifies for you or against you.
Right.
Either one tonight.
Amen.
You will not leave, you may not have felt emotionally anything. I'm going to tell you, you're going to leave this place as we close this meeting tonight. And there is a word now. It's either for you or against you.
Amen.
That either clears you, justifies you, or accuses you and condemns you.
Amen.
I said it when I said that. Let's stand tonight.
Amen.
Where are you in relationship to the testimony?
Amen.
Jesus said, if you won't believe Moses' writings, you won't believe what I've got to say. You won't believe my words. You won't believe his.
That's right.
And that's what the rich man tried to convince Father Abraham of in Luke 16. If you'll send Lazarus, let him be raised from the dead and go back and tell my brother not to come to this place, they will hear him. He said they have Moses and prophets. He said, oh no, but if one rose from the dead, they'll hear. He said, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, they will not hear or believe. Though one rose from the dead. Does your faith and confidence stand in the Word of God, the testimony of the Lord?
Amen.
Tonight testifies of Jesus. This book reveals the Lord Jesus tonight. It is a book about Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a progressive revelation of who God is, who Christ is tonight. Have you saw Him as your only hope and help? As your Lord and Savior?
Amen.
As your redeemer, as your mediator, as your substitute.
Amen.
As the only redemption for your soul, as the only means of you having peace with God, escape from the damnation of hell, of getting forgiveness of your sins, and having an entrance into heaven. It'll all be through Christ.
Amen.
It's a testimony.
Amen.
Are you going to reject or receive the testimony? It's up to you. Would you come?
Is it well with your soul? Is your heart right?
Not as long as you got.
Oh my.
Beyond the portals of time, there's a beautiful land. And by the will call.